Hey, what's up, party people? It's your boy Mulava Nelo Martinez. Welcome again on another episode of 1808 Podcast. And I'm chilling. Today I'm the host, man. Like, I'm the host today. Yeah, I'm feeling myself, you feel? Now, I'm chilling with the co-hosts. I'm going to let him, do his part.
Yo, what's up, people? Even chill out, man. What's up, people? I'm your boy Joshua Hedgeton, and today I'm going to be sitting on the left side of the 1808 for Life Podcast.
Yeah,
so today we have a topic, Know Your Host.
Know Your Host.
So a couple of questions will be laid out.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Q&A.
Yeah.
Question and answer.
Question and answer. So, I start out, so my main host, he was calling me the main host. So
I'm the main host today.
Yeah,
man.
He's the main host today. So, the first question is,
bring it on, man.
Why did you pick Mula?
Damn, why did I pick the name Mula? Mula, first of all, it's my surname. It's my surname. So, I'm just being real, like, you know, I don't have to be like most of the other people. You come up with these fake names. Oh, I don't know, Lil who, Lil what. You know, I'm just being real, you know, it's all I'm about, man. That's it.
Yeah, he gave it a genuine answer on that question.
Mm-hmm.
So, on me picking Joshua Hedgeton, I think I needed some nativeness, on my name, so hard to pick, like, what is representing the Swahili word. So, yeah. H-Town is like a native name in my own country. That's 254. The next question, please.
Also, right now, I'm the one who is like picking a question for this dude over here. And the question is, things you find so odd to do when alone.
Man, fuck that, man. Walking naked on the house. Never will I ever. Never. Even though I'm alone, I can never walk naked on the house, man. Damn. The world's got ears and eyes, man. Where? Hey. Who's this nigga who's always, like, giving out the news of people? This guy. The famous one.
I don't know.
Him. I don't remember.
Well, I saw Soulja Boy naked because of the.
Yeah. Hey, man, I can never ever walk naked on the never. Hey,
let that be a warning to most.
What about you? What's the most awkward, odd thing that you can never do when you're alone?
When I'm alone, something I can't do. Man, I do all kind of stuff, man. I'm crazy, you know.
Like what?
You know, I do everything, man. There's nothing I can do when I'm alone.
The nigga is called Edgar Obari.
I mean, that Edgar Obari.
Like, he has drones flying all over Nairobi, man. He's the nigga who posts moods of people.
Be scared of him, man.
Man, that's the odd thing that I can never do when I'm alone. Walking out naked in the house. Never, never, never.
But sleep naked. Sleeping naked is healthy, man.
Hey, man. So, the next question is, which rappers in the 254 do you find that they are underrated?
TNT.
Meaning? You know TNT is a bomb, so give them the...
I don't know what... Oh, Timmy Blanco and 28. Yeah, those are the rappers that I feel like they are just so underrated. Even like there were these speculations about 28 quitting up and just that he took his retirement and then he just tweeted and said that it feels like the Kenyan hip-hop music industry, feels like it's not for him, and he's just gonna drop it out and just make music for his homies, because like these people are not giving them the credit. These people are doing a lot, man. Just shit. TNT. Hey, man, these people are doing a lot. Trust me.
Man, talking about underrated rappers. First, there's this thing that bugs me each and every time, like, whenever we're talking. I feel like the people are not ready yet to accept the English version of the Kenyan hip hop. You know, people are used to the Swahili, Shang, you know, those things. But I feel like it's time to give a chance to the English rap. That's what you're doing.
Man, I can't say that's the problem, because we have like these rappers who are rapping in Swahili still, and they are just good. But still, they don't, like, Kenyans are not giving them the credit that they do deserve.
I feel like everything right now in the Kenyan music industry is just like based on a burst part.
Exactly.
Like, if you're not hitting up and if you know, like, you don't have connections, then there's nowhere that you're going to make anything happen. You'll struggle and everything is just like, it's putting on one hand, but the other hand is not receiving nothing. So I feel like my own underrated part is, I'll talk sincerely. I feel like, this dude,
Barak Jacuzzi.
Yeah, Barak.
Man,
Barak is there, and these are the dude that
Young Louis.
Not Young Louis. This Steph Capella.
Yeah. That
I think too. The nigga is so underrated, but
no. But people give him his credit, man.
But not that much. I find it not that much like the others do. Yeah. So the next question is up to you.
So the next question. I'm tripping already, man. I'm tripping already. Don't mind me. Just blame my breakfast. You feel?
Yeah.
Don't blame me.
Don't worry.
Okay. So, what do you look up to?
Number four.
Oh, I'm bugging. Who do you look up to? Number four. Shit, man. I'm still tripping,
bro.
Hey, what did you put in my tea?
Just ask the question nicely.
Okay. Which rappers do you feel like they is just overrated?
Hey man, talking about rap, man, that let me not talk about much about
people. Are you gonna mention the name?
I don't feel because, but I'm gonna be free on this. This is just a free. It's a, just a free platform.
Yeah.
First, I'll talk about this dude whose name is this. There's a certain dude like I was listening to, but I felt he was overrated. But on the other end, I'm not going to say his name right now, but on the video part, because we are going to do a video of this version of Know Your Host,
yeah,
I'm going to say him. But
Are you going to mention name?
I'm going to tell the name.
Okay.
So
man,
what about you?
Guts, man. Me? Okay. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. People are overrated that you, fuck, these people are not doing nothing.
Okay. I have this dude. He used to do some good stuff when he was beginning.
Who?
I can't mention names, so, man.
This is just a video part. We're going to do this on a video part.
We're going to mention names.
Yeah, man. That's the whole shit about
so
this.
So that I'm going to show my face so that you know it's me. I'm going to mention names. This dude, like, when he was, like, starting off, he was doing the best stuff. But as soon as he just stacked it all up, he just got it, his money and all that.
The content just blew off.
Man, he's doing nothing right now. He just goes to the studio, mumble, and then leave.
Nigga, you're just looking for a beef or something. But it's not about beef. It's just an open podcast. So on the video part, we're gonna leave some comments and tell us
which
is your underrated rapper in the 254 and who is your overrated rapper on the 254. Now to the next question: who do you look up to?
Who I look up to?
Yeah,
that's
the 254.
That's 254.
Yeah, 254. We all about good vibes of 254.
Who I look up to?
Yeah.
Okay, in terms of.
Yeah.
yo, the dude. I know you're gonna tell him or TNT.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest, man. Okay, this dude I look up to. Okay. In terms of like
not in terms of, don't give excuses, just go straight to the point, man.
Like I have too many dudes I look up to, man.
No, you always have that one dude. It's like telling me you have 8 chicks and you still don't have a main chick.
Like right now, I have like 10 chicks and none of them is my girlfriend.
There's no way you're gonna be spending money and still don't have a main chick on everything.
We spend money.
No, what? Fuck that. Just say who. Don't give the
okay.
Put your
28, man. I look up to this dude, man. I look up to you. Hey, man, I look up to 28, man. He's just the dude with it.
I just feel like I must stick by him, but I'm going with Timmy Blanco. I feel like Timmy Blanco blinks. What the fuck is happening today? I'm a cut that thing, but Timmy Blanco is like someone who brings some taste.
And please, whoever made our tea, what did you put inside our tea? Because we're tripping.
Hey, my damn, what is happening, man? We're tripping over here. So, this is your next question.
Okay, the next question. I'm the one. Oh shit. Okay, the next question. Would you rather snitch and be free, or would you rot inside the prison and don't snitch on the gang at all?
Hey, man, that's a 50-50 kind of thing. But I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Man, you know, sometimes you have to take one for the team, but today, I'm gonna keep it clean, man. No, this is life imprisonment.
Life, man. Like you're going to
run. I got goals and dreams to achieve right now. Like right now, I'm just beginning.
And you're just trying to.
I'm gonna do something called
snitching.
It depends on the kind.
Let me be honest.
Let me give you an honest answer.
What?
It will depend.
Are you snitching?
I'll snitch. Fuck that. I'm not lying.
Guys,
I'll snitch.
I'm gonna be honest, this dude is not even my friend. I don't even know him.
No. Then you guys are talking like, let's say someone killed your mom and you know the killer. And they're saying, if you don't see the killer, you're going to stay in jail.
Because you're talking about my mom, I'm a fucking snitch.
It depends that's on what, the yeah, situation, though. It depends on the kind of situation.
Yeah, that, just like the way 6ix9ine snitched. He gave out his reasons, man. And even though it made sense, but hey, snitching in this black community.
Man, sometimes it depends on the whole karma drama inside. So, the next question. The question that I love. Who is the celebrity crush?
I have a lot of crushes.
Well, there's no
way. I have a lot.
Give me two. Two. Top three.
Kenyan.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Kenyan celebrity crush.
At Pretty Vish?
Pretty Vish, what? Celebrity crush.
Manzi wa Kibera.
Aye, nigga, what the? She deals with old people, man.
Who told you so? All cats still have.
Have you seen her? She just kissing some old dudes, man.
Can't you?
Hell no. She can't be my celebrity crush and she's out there kissing
some old just man. List your top three.
Some nigga with no teeth.
Hey, nigga, you hate it.
She was kissing some random dude with no teeth. Eish.
Damn. Yeah, plastic one. Huh?
Hey, man. Even though the dude is rich, he got money, man. That doesn't give you a reason, man. Awesome, but I'm not out here looking for beats, man. Just do your thing.
Top three. I'm gonna give you my top three and you give me your top three.
Okay, at first, man, I'm just be like Silverstone Bars.
Silver? Ooh. You niggas over here tripping.
Yeah, Silverstone. Yeah, I'm admin. Yeah, like
The next one?
I would fuck you if I had a chance to.
So there's a nigga over here who's really into you. So the number two?
BT. Number three, Nikita Kering.
I'm not gonna talk anymore. I just feel like the niggas exhausted everything I was about to say right now. I thought you was gonna say Dana Coates.
Nah, I'm more.
Nah. I think we share the same.
Nah.
I'm not gonna lie over there. We share the same.
We do share the same.
Yeah.
Silverstone Bus.
I'm we tripping. Share the same. Okay. Number eight.
Which collaboration that you'll never do?
Man, I'm gonna be honest, man. Hey, man, people are gonna hate, man. But you know,
be honest, man.
I'm gonna be honest. First, we start off with Mugithi.
Hey.
I'm gonna say it real. Can't get on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not hating on anyone, but I'm being honest.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, sometimes people pretend like they'll do it, but. They just do it for the cash. Like, they need the work, then they are off. They say nonsense, man. I rather just tell you for free that I will never do that collabo, but I will do the artist a different type of genre, like trap, hip-hop, R&B, and the stuff, but drill. But Gengeton, to me, I'm not criticizing it by the way it is, but I feel like it's not my own path. But yeah, I'm going to say Mogibi, Gengeton, Ohangala, man. Jakadala, no way, man. Oh, I'm over it. So
but those people are doing like this thing, like Roomba drill. Have you heard?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can try. What about you, Generous?
Generous.
Collaboration you never do.
Man, I think the same. I can't do Mogidi. Can't do all of that. What the fuck? Just imagine me. Imagine me. Like, you can't even get a picture of me like doing that, man.
No, and the way the niggas are like. On that spot, on that pole, then like
pulling the strings and then feeling like you, hey, you're the man. Hey, man, I can't do that.
Hey, man, I can't fuck do that, man. So, the next question is, genre that you feel is so odd to listen to?
I'm just being real, so we're just gonna feel like offended.
This man, show is an sorry, open man. Platform.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What genre?
Of course, that man. Listening to that is trash.
So the next question is number 10. But you know, the next shit, it's musical. The thing I do with the pianos and stuff. So I'm gonna revert the question back to you. But let me ask the next question.
Okay.
Let me just bounce two questions at you.
Okay.
If not music and dance, what will you do?
Nigga, you know it's.
I don't know, I'm not an angel, man. I'm not a fucking angel to know what to do.
In case y'all didn't know, like, I am a passion. Hey, I'm not a dog.
Stealing off God's heart. I was not talking about the thugs.
Yeah.
You were thinking about.
I do that, but that doesn't count.
What are you saying? Back to the question.
Okay, what? Okay. If not, if I would not be dancing and rapping, I would be out here like making your niggas dress, man. Teaching y'all how to dress. I'm a designer, man.
I thought you
I'm just good at doing that stuff. I'm just the best at doing that stuff.
I thought you was gonna be a pimp.
Hey!
Are you pimping niggas on the streets, man?
That's
but
for
it's
you.
Dope, it's dope.
You're the one who should do that.
Nah, that's not shit, man. That's not even a career, man. But some niggas took it off from pimping, you know.
I'm here. Yeah. So you know it. I'm here. I'm Kanye West over here.
So, me, apart from music and production, I will be a chef. That's obvious.
Chef?
Yeah.
Nigga.
I'll be cooking. Apart from cooking beats and music, I'm cooking food.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna cook. What the fuck? So, yeah. The next two questions are you. The next questions.
Nigga. Don't be over here choosing. Oh,
I'm not choosing.
Like, tell us, like that one, like that. Everyone's like,
hey, that's not even a question. That's like a routine, man. That's a routine.
Damn, man.
That's a routine. No. Let's put it up point clear.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to lie, man. But it depends on the lie, man.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I don't lie.
Hey,
I don't lie. I don't lie. Trust me, I'm that honest.
The nigga is talking.
I don't lie.
No, he's here saying that he has 10 chicks and he's not loyal to one. But
I know the nigga is honest. I'm not lying. I'm actually hiding the truth.
No,
we have a difference between lying and hiding the truth. You feel like sometimes you have to hide the truth to protect yourself.
But I think there's this one time when I was dating my ex, you know. Then my mom was like, where are you going? Then I was like, I'm just going to visit a friend over here and I'm coming back. It was my first time going to Ruiru. I remember Ruiru. I don't know even the cars. I know nothing.
You don't know the cars to board.
Yeah. Literally, I was playing football. Then my mom, where are you going? I'm just going to visit a certain friend over some place. Hey, man.
But the factory was that you
yeah, I was going to meet the Chile, my ex.
Damn, you guys got us tripping, man.
Man, I think those were the same old days, man. I always look at myself and say, I was fucking, you know, I was young.
He was young.
I was
and
young.
You're still young.
What did you ever lie about?
To me? To my mom.
No, not to your mom, like, let me put it on a specific part.
I know I've said that I don't lie, but I do hide the truth, so... I do that all the time, man. Like, hey, man, I just have a lot of lies.
God. That one basic lie that you always look. Even you said, man, I should get a Grammy for lying. This one. This was a dope one.
This one. Let me think of that. Oh, shit.
Hey, man, lying is just part of life.
Man, I lie too much. I can't even think of...
That's part of life?
Yeah, I lie. I lie
That's
too
part
much.
Of life.
I hide the truth too much. I don't lie. Damn, I'm snitching on myself already. Okay. So you posing the next
question. This question is going to be on both sides.
Okay.
The question is, your teacher once said to you, or perhaps your teacher once told you.
Your teacher once told me.
Yeah. Your teacher.
No, like I've once said something to my teacher.
No, it's not you telling her. It's she or she telling you.
My teacher, my Swahili teacher once told me. You wanna
spill it out? Spill it out!
I don't wanna say it.
That's it. Even me, the same one.
Hey, mine's different. Mine's not even like that of like you want to make it in life.
No, mine is not the same either.
Are you
mine's
sure?
Not, yeah, either.
Then mine's different, man.
Spill it out.
Oh shit! I don't wanna say it.
Just say it, man.
Parental advisory.
No, it's
yeah,
not
it's
even
like,
a matter of anything. Just pick yourself up.
It was something nasty.
Oh, same.
Nasty.
Same.
Are you sure?
You?
Yeah.
But not that much now. No.
Mm-hmm. Mine
are you
going to
say or you're not going to say?
Hell no, I just can't.
You're not going to say either.
I still like her.
But the one that always hits me up here, she once told me, I was just stealing. Then I went to her office and she was like, you know what, Josh? I think you're a womanizer. Then I was like, fuck that, man. She just told me, like, I'm a womanizer. Then I was like, how? How? That one always hits me in here deeply.
Shit.
The next question is yours.
Careers that are underrated.
Oh, man. I feel pimping.
Man,
pimps, man. Pimps, man. Man, tell me. Man. But let me stop the jokes. I feel like music. First, music. people don't do music as a career, they do it as a hobby.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I feel music on my own perspective. You?
Yeah, music. Only in Kenya, man, they underrate that.
Yeah. It's like,
you tell your parents that you want to do music. Nigga, in whose house?
No, what?
Yo.
No, they always use this phrase. Unataka unegane kwa TV, unafuta bangi na wasichana wa kuchi. Then you're like, what the fuck are they saying,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, they think like it's anything related to music is Illuminati stuff. Man, yo, damn, it's screaming. Hey, damn. You just tell your parents, like, mom, I want to indulge in music. Nigga, in whose house? Before you even finish the statement, like, 10 slaps in your face. Like, be
well. They just, yo, give you one, hey, option. Music or leave?
Leave.
Stop music, do your career, or leave my house. What choice do you have?
Man.
You don't have cash, so you don't have a job. Man, I tell you, man, this life you live in, man, it's not easy. So the next question is, wow. There's no compromising on this question. Gengetong or Bongo? Choose one.
Hey!
Yo, the questions are dope. Like, I think,
wow,
the questions were on,
damn,
point.
These questions are just... I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't listen to Bongo, neither do I listen to Gengetong.
Don't! It's,
but...
Yeah. What buts, man?
I have heard some songs of Gengetong, and like, I know their content,
yeah,
and I know like Bongo's content. Man, like, okay, I'll
Bongo or Gengetong. Choose one.
Bongo, and I'm gonna give out the reason.
Don't give out reason. It's.
I'm
gonna
think
on your side, man. Give me Bongo, man. Even though I don't like millionaires and stuff, man, I'm gonna stick by them, man.
This is not the main reason of why I choose Bongo, but hey, they have pretty big senses.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what we call pimping. So the next question is like,
movies you'll never stop watching.
I'm gonna be honest. This movie called it's Dear Comrade. It's Hindi.
Nigga.
Yeah. It's a dope. They don't have those sheets like someone is bouncing off the ground, man. And they're like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, Indians. Hey, you be tripping, man.
Hey,
ooh,
you be lying a lot.
Have you seen these videos like when America said that they have the best jumpers?
Man.
And then this dude is jumping off the roof and then he's like struggling.
They're Superman, man.
The Indians, man, show us their super jumper, man. Krishna. Oh,
Krishna.
Fuck, man. That dude can jump from New York to LA. Oh, man. Hey, man. Yo,
man, I hate you, man. Hey, the niggas be lying a lot, man. Sometimes you always look at your movies, but there's no a lot of lying on that movie.
Damn.
It's like a romance and health-wise movie. So I'll tell you, go and watch it.
Those dudes are good when it comes to romance. They just know everything about love.
The main problem of Hindus, apart from the bouncing and stuff, man, on the whole movie, 30 minutes, music, man,
music.
Man,
hey,
like three songs. Each song's more an average of 12 minutes. Man, you get bored, man.
Achale,
man, like, what the fuck are these niggas doing, man?
Yeah,
I'm always like, sometimes, you know, there was an era where we watched a lot of
Indians, man. Hindi movies.
My mom never knew that I was going to a video. My mom never knew I was going to a video.
You know, young guys are just used to cinemas. Like, we have, like, small cinemas, street ghetto cinemas, like
very fantastic, like, ones.
Yeah, they are called.
They got popcorns,
video,
man.
Video.
They got,
yeah,
popcorns and sodas.
So
the next question is. Oh no, it's my question. Yeah.
No. I was about to tell you movies I'll never stop watching.
Yeah.
The Shy. It's a series, man. Not even a movie.
No, we need a movie.
A movie.
Yeah.
Sneakerhead. It's all about sneakers. I'll never stop watching that movie.
Compromise.
Don't say fuck.
The director cut that clip.
You can't cut my fucking, just because you don't have a sense of fashion.
No, it's not about that. It's not about that.
This dude has no sense of fashion. He just dresses like some.
No, he's talking about my dress code, man. I don't give a fuck.
This dude,
man,
can't dress. He just.
The only thing I'll do is just keep my nakedness away from the eyes of the people,
man. Shit,
man.
That's bullshit.
Man,
you need to come
one
out
day
here.
If you don't drip, what will you go outside? No.
Even when I'm naked, I'm still dripping.
No. this was a funny question. Even the moment I was typing it, it was like, cultures that don't make sense in this century.
Cultures that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to talk of this.
If I talk two or three of them, then I'll talk mine two or three.
Okay, should they be based on Africa?
I feel
even
so.
Even outside Africa or just
Africa? Inside Africa.
Inside Africa. Shit. We have this like, okay, I love the Maasai people, but
yep.
This culture of them like doing FGM stuff, like
fuck that.
Circumcising like the girl child.
Man, it's tough. It's
cutting
tough.
Off their cleats. Ay, shit.
Yeah, there was a time I was checking on the news, I think it's a week ago. Then there was this like, man, how can you bro bring people on? Like the girl was.
She was from Meru.
Not Meru, she was like from, I think it's the western part of Kenya.
Yeah,
she comes from school, she had escaped from this practice. The moment she comes in, her brother comes with other dudes, kidnap her, take her, she gets circumcised. Then it's like, what the fuck is happening, man? How can your
brother like,
yeah, your blood brother comes, kidnaps you from the house, takes you, the process goes on then like. But the brother was arrested. Gladly, man, that's like the biggest
culture. Yeah, that stuff is just like bringing us down, man. You should stop doing that, man. It just makes no sense.
More movies.
Why would you cut somebody's cleats so that they can't even enjoy sex after doing that?
We are not about the sex now. The next culture, please.
Okay, I'm going to.
That's the first the cultural practice that
you have to give it like three.
Yeah. No, two.
Yeah. Like the second one is like. This is like for these like these people whereby they like they do what they like they pluck teeth.
The nose. Like, I think
the nose. The nose. Like
I don't know what it means to their own culture, but nowadays
they do don't get circumcised. Like they pluck their teeth so that it's
not just like we're talking about a boy. We're talking about a boy. Like after 2 years, man.
Oh shit, man.
This boy is walking with us on the streets, man.
Yeah,
but I feel right now people should sometimes do some. You know, nowadays they super gonorrhea and stuff. So
just stop doing all that primitive stuff, man.
I feel so. The next one is like I was feeling there are cultures that I feel that the Western side is like okay. I feel that some are still there, they still coexist and some are not. Like, there was a woman who said she had a husband. Then the husband, she married a Iluya man. Then the husband left her with a kid.
Yeah.
But the problem is, they say that she cannot cut off the hair of the kid before the kid is taken to their ancestors. Because they are, not the ancestors, the grandparents are the ones who are supposed to cut off their hair.
Gee.
Then I was like, what the fuck? But some people are saying some cultures I feel that they should be eradicated from the modern society.
Man.
Not all of them, but some. Because there's no way the woman was going to name the kid a name without the grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like some things, some cultures should be removed. And but the dad, man, if you're having some good time, please take care of your good time. That's your kid. If you're having a nice time at night, just take your the first. The second is like these are circumcision, man. People should get circumcised. We're living in an era where people don't go
and
there are
communities who don't okay, we have these communities who like do it like in that primitive style. They go to the bushes and stuff like they
use a machete, man.
Just a one like they use one tool to circumcise, like, one like tool. One
50, tool. 50 people.
Nigga.
Like, hey, what? Man, contracting an infection is
very
fast.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I feel those cultures will be eradicated, man. Just tell us about your own cultures that you feel.
Yeah, from your country.
From your country.
Wherever you are at.
Yeah. Just feel okay and just come and tell us about that. So, it's your next question.
Oh, I'm the one who's asking now. Shit. Your first track sounds like
I'ma be honest.
What does it sound like?
I was tripping on the microphone.
It was mumbling, man.
It doesn't have mumble, but I think you know, it's before when I started using FL Studio. I was using a certain app called I don't remember the track. It was like an app where you just record the beats already there. Oh, Rap Film.
Yeah. I remember the app.
Yeah.
You even introduced me to that.
That app.
Yeah, man.
So I was like, I remember, I wasn't doing the first bars. I believe in myself every day. Even I can't remember the bars, but the song. It's on YouTube, but I was tripping, man. I'm like, what's about you? What about you?
about me, my first time on the mic. Hey, before like my voice was edited, I was like, the hell, I'm not recording that track. That is not my music. I never sang the bars. Like, hey, damn, it was tripping. It was a whole lot of pressure.
The nigga was afraid. I was afraid.
I was like, God damn it, I don't have the talent.
I'm not on point. Like,
I'm not on point, man. I want to record it once again. Hey, shit.
Man, just be honest.
Yeah.
Things you find out to say to
me. Man, I don't even pay attention to things I say to
people. No, like someone has just come in and he's trying to bug you off. Or he's trying to make some whatever stuff. And you find it like, what the fuck did I say to this person? But you don't feel like telling them.
Oh, I just can't control my mouth, man. I don't have to lie to you people.
Spill it out.
I don't control my mouth. I just say anything. If I feel annoyed, man, I just tell you, man. I can literally say any word. It runs in the family. Even my grandma herself, she does curse, man. You just annoy her, she'll be like, you know, with her accent. Bloody fucking, man. Man, it runs in the family, yeah, man. Everyone curses in my family, man. We say anything. Hey, we are not afraid of anything. You feel? Yeah, it just runs in the blood, in the family, in the lineage.
Man, I'm not gonna say anything, but it depends the way you're coming in, man. I'ma say anything. Question number 19. What? The question is
side chick. Or one night stand.
Man, I'm gonna go this side. Even I'm not gonna think about that question. I'm gonna be honest. I just go with the side. One night stand, man. Then you back to the streets, man.
One night stand. I just hit that shit. And
no, then, hey, nigga, these are the type of niggas who are always sitting by the balcony. Then they're looking at that grocery vendor like, oh, she's busty, man.
And then after looking at her, then another one passes around. I'm like, oh god,
he's lying. What the fuck?
Oh damn.
You know, those niggas who look at the grocery vendors now. Then he starts saying hello. Comes in, he kicks in, then he becomes the dad, man. Ah, fuck this life, man. This is the streets, man. But
first of all, I'm nobody's dad, and I'm not ready to be anybody's dad at this age. And what's, at this economy, man, I can't be anybody's dad, tough, man.
I'll be
I can't bring a kid into this world. First of all, the solar. Hey, have you? Hey, this the temperature in Nairobi. Hey, now,
But I'll be someone's father spiritually, but not physically. It's true.
Yeah.
So, what's in it for you this year?
This year, man, I just have a lot planned.
Having kids?
Hell no, nigga. Like, kids, girlfriends, it's not involved. Just
who are involved? Side chicks.
Nigga, you're tripping.
Nigga is saying he has a lot. You need to specify the things you want.
Okay.
But don't give off everything. You just give them a tip.
Yeah, obviously. But I can't spill the tea.
You give them a tip, but not the off.
I can't spill the tea, nigga. Like, okay, money. I just want money this year. This year I want to have money, pesa.
If you need money, there's someone in Kilimani money.
I need money. Down. Like, if you have money, if you got connections,
country.
This is my number. Oh, shit, I'm tripping. This is my number. 07.
Customer care.
Just give me. Just send any amount.
But it's Kenyan currency. You can send it in dollars.
Dollars. World. Yeah, we love dollars.
Yeah,
out here we love dollars.
Like a dollar.
Even my surname itself, it's Mula. What do you call money in your language?
But the funny fact is, you know, I was looking at my nigga in Nigeria, then he was like, in Swahili.
Yeah.
Nigga,
that nigga tripping. He just like once.
Hello, ma.
What the fuck?
Nakupigia alipotenda kamoja.
Nigga.
So I was talking to him, then he was I saw him posting something. You know, in Swahili we call God Mungu, but in their own it's just the name of a person.
What?
Yeah.
Like how?
Like the way they say Mula.
Yeah.
Hey man! We always call Malaya a prostitute, but do you know Malaya is a country?
Malaya. Let me put it, it's a big word out here, man. Say that word, like, hey, man. You need to have guards. Hey.
But it's a country in the
Asia, a country, like it's
under Sri Lanka.
It's a state,
not a country. I don't know if the capital city or something. Yeah, but it depends with the. I think it depends with the geographical area.
Man,
so even dangerous meaning.
Mula has not dangerous meaning. Yeah. Everybody knows Mula is money. Mula is money. What we don't know is Joshua H. Town, man.
Man,
what is that?
The war means of. H means some place you don't know. It's and just, the town is just a common one.
Tell them the place, nigga. That's why you got this.
No, they just can't pay me something.
Even DJ Khaled once has just like posted your area, man. They don't know.
We need to do it. But for me, let's wrap it up. For me, this year is just be patient. Go stream his music. Left. Spotify,
ooh,
Apple
that's
music.
Some new shit coming up, man.
Go stream Dance With Me on every streaming platform.
Oh, it's also some new stuff. You can find it on TikTok.
TikTok? You can do the challenge.
TikTok.
Get up and dance. So, this was your favorite episode that's Know Your Host. I'm Joshua H. Town.
And I'm Mula Vanello Martinez, that nigga from Noel.
So, I hope you enjoyed the show. The show is all about good vibes. We were not like criticizing anything. It's just our own point of view. So feel welcomed and kindly comment below.
Yes, talk to us. Let us know what you feel. Let us know what to do, like what you need, like in the next episode. Yeah. We just want to give it to you. You know what we're all about, just giving you good vibes. Just good make vibes. Sure like you're feeling good, you're all right. Like just making you feel positive. You feel?
For sure.
Yeah, that's what we're all about, man. 1808 Podcast. For L, to the grave, to the core.
And then you're talking so much, man. Then I was saying, if you're not tuned in, just know me, you're being snitched on.